We're talking about another perspective on the newly implemented Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act.
Our guest works with an advocacy group trying to help inform people in Wisconsin about their options.
Bobby Peterson joins us now. He's founder and executive director for ABC for Health Incorporated. Bobby, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, what do you think are some of the misconceptions about the Affordable Care Act, and what is your group doing to clear them up?
Well, we're doing a lot of education. We've done some training out there. I think there's a lot of confusion. It's a complicated law, but there are a lot of opportunities for people in Wisconsin. Between 500,000 and 700,000 people are potentially moving through different programs and coverages. I've called them healthcare refugees in some ways, looking for coverage and trying to identify it. But it's complicated, and every person's a little different, so simple answers don't usually work very well.
Are there any common denominators between the people who are the ones going, you know, online now and trying to find information about these federal exchanges?
Sure. I mean, I think that, you know, we know that in Wisconsin there's about 92,000 parents that are being terminated from the Badger Care Plus program. You know, those are folks that, you know, are getting their letters and they're concerned their kids are staying on the program. But they have to identify new coverage opportunities. They have to navigate a new bureaucracy that really hasn't been working too well these first few days. And I think we're confident it's gonna pick up once the initial crush is over. But those are, you know, issues and questions that they're going to have to try and figure out what's best for themselves and their families. And hopefully they'll be able to find coverage that's in the same networks that their children are in, because that presents problems and difficulties. You have to work with one network for your kids and one for your parents, or for the parents.
Now, the people that you've been talking to so far, what has been the experience? What are you hearing?
I think people are, you know, having trouble getting into the marketplace right now. But, you know, we're telling people, look, you know, just take your time. It's not something that you have to jump on right away the first couple of days. Let the dust settle a little bit. One of the things that we really want people to be careful about is if they have health conditions that may be considered disabling. You know, just going into the marketplace might not be the best option for them. They should be reviewed and evaluated for disability coverage, because it might offer better coverage. And there's also a lot of disability programs out there that allow you to work with your disability. A lot of people might not know that, but it's an option to consider. In Wisconsin, there's about 25,000 people in the high-risk pool, and that's called HRSP. And it's a program that was designed for people with pre-existing condition. Unfortunately, they were sort of segregated into that pool. Now they're going to be allowed to go into the new marketplace. But some of those folks might actually be in a position to evaluate disability coverage, and it might be a better option for them.
Now, as far as the demand has been and the traffic trying to move through these exchanges, would you say it's a bigger volume than expected, or how would you describe the volume of what's been happening out there?
Well, probably, you know, half the volume is reporters, bloggers, newsletter writers. You know, the first day, the crush that we had was probably calls from reporters than from actual people. And I'm not kidding either. But there is a lot of movement out there. I think it's exciting. People are, you know, excited, I think, at the opportunity that healthcare coverage is soon going to be available to them. Remember, a lot of this is going to take a little bit more time. It seems like we've been waiting forever, but signing up for new coverages, there's an important December 15th deadline to get your enrollment done by then, so your coverage can start on January 1st. But these are folks, some of them have been waiting in a long line. Our Wisconsin core plan had a waiting line of 163,000 people of our fellow, you know, citizens of Wisconsin waiting in a long line for healthcare coverage. Now many of those folks are going to actually be able to sign up and enroll in something and get the care that they need and deserve.
What is your sense of how the exchange system for the state of Wisconsin is working so far?
You know, it's bumpy, and we knew it would be bumpy at the beginning. But, you know, the long view is that there's a wide variety of health plan opportunities out there, different cost points. There are subsidies available for low-income and cost-sharing for low-income people, two different levels of support. The long view is that this is going to be very important for a lot of people to get coverage that they need at a premium they can afford, and, you know, confidence that there are consumer protections built in here to help these folks. for a long time, people have been segregated into small little risk puddles, I like to say, and it didn't offer the sort of protection. It was you know, surrounded by a lot of fear. Now people are being able to use the exchange to get into a marketplace and into a larger pool, which makes people a lot more comfortable, and it's something that, you know, they're sharing with their other family, friends, and neighbors.
Well, it's certainly a time of transition. I know just watching the comments on the Central Time Facebook page, we've had people say, you know, it's making their blood pressure go up and their logins aren't eligible, and they sound pretty frustrated with how it's working. And then on the other hand, you know, there's a comment saying, I called an 800 number. I got a lovely person here in America who knew just what I was talking about and helped me, and it was great. So it seems as though, you know, we're moving through a big transition here.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I would just really urge people to, you know, if you're struggling to get in, you know, give it a day or two. Let some of the kinks get out of the system. You know, log in, you know, a little bit later. There's just too much of a crush right now. And some people are just window shopping, trying to understand what might be available. But there's a big push right now. It'll level off. There'll be plenty of opportunities to enroll and to get the coverage that you want.
Well, has the word gotten out there to people who are eligible, or are there people who still kind of don't know what's going on as far as their options go?
There are still people that don't know what's going on, and I think that, you know, that's the folks that we're trying to reach and make sure that they're aware of coverage opportunities to get affordable coverage, and Medicaid as well. I mean, there's a new expanded program of Medicaid in Wisconsin for people below 100% of the federal poverty limit. And that's a big expansion. That's standard Medicaid, so it includes many of the services that people really need. And it's a great opportunity for people that have not had health care, sometimes for many years, to get in, to get physicals, to get evaluated, and to start getting the medications and other things that they need to help support a better lifestyle.
What is the plan, you know, if any, in place to locate the people who could slip through the cracks, who don't know about the program and who don't know how to sign up?
Well, it's a big gap, and it's a big gap particularly here, you know, in Wisconsin. We do have, you know, some bright spots, but in other states like Maryland, for example, the state allocated $25 million to help outreach, education, and support. In Wisconsin, you know, those activities are largely unfunded. It's groups doing the best they can with very limited budgets. The federal government supported some Navigator grants, but parts of the state really don't have coverage, even though the Navigator grants were supposed to have no wrong door and everybody was supposed to be able to get help. There's big chunks of the state that there isn't a locally available Navigator. There are enrollment networks that each of the county consortium have developed, and those are sprinkled around the state. In the Dane County area, it's the Capital Consortium. Other parts of Milwaukee has a consortium, and those are helpful, and those are groups of dedicated folks are really working together to try and identify opportunities to teach, train, and connect people to the coverage that they need.
Now, somebody's listening right now, and it's someone who needs a little extra help navigating the system. What would you tell them?
I mean, at first I would say, you know, maybe, you know, if you're getting frustrated by logging in, give it another day or two. I mean, really, just try and be patient. You might, you know, take a look at what your income level is. If you don't have much income at all, you're unemployed, you might think, and you don't have any children, you might be eligible for some of the Medicaid coverage that's available for below 100%. If you're losing coverage because your kids are on Badger Care Plus and you were on it, again, you know, you've got a little bit of time, but take a look at the networks that are out there on the marketplace. You know, it probably is a good idea to try and stay in the same health plan that your kids are in, just to save yourself, you know, a little frustration. Most of the Badger Care Plus networks are also networks that are available within the marketplace. I mean, they're different. They're a commercial plan versus the Medicaid Badger Care plan, but they're the same provider. So that's a key thing to take a look at. And as you're looking, make sure you identify, you know, the physicians that you're currently working with or that you have worked with, and make sure they're a part of that network, because you want to promote the continuity of care and the people that you've been working with, if you like them. Maybe you don't. But if you've had, you know, if you want to maintain that connection with your providers, that's a good thing to do, too.
All right. Well, Bobby, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
We've been talking to Bobby Peterson, founder and executive director of ABC for Health Incorporated.